إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون، indeed it is a certain obligation upon all mankind to believe in Allah and to believe in His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to believe in the light and the guidance that was revealed. Allah, He mentioned in His book, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And therefore you must believe in Allah and in His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the light that we have sent down. And Allah, He is all aware of what you do. The light and guidance that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is found in the Quran and in the Sunnah, al-kitabu wal-hikmah. And this is well known. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in His book about His Prophet and Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُحَىٰ. And He does not speak from His desires. And He does not speak from His desires, but it is only a revelation that is revealed. But it is only a revelation that is revealed. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has mentioned directly in His book that it is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will give the detailed clarification and explanation and application of the Quran. He'll give the detailed clarification and explanation and the proper understanding and application of the noble Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And Allah, He mentioned subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we have sent down the book to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for you to clarify to mankind that which was revealed to them, and in order for them to ponder and to reflect. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا لِتُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ الَّذِي اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. We have not revealed and sent down the book to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except for you to clarify for them that which they differ in. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And likewise, as a means of guidance and mercy for people who believe. So therefore, it's an incumbent obligation, and for everyone who hopes to obtain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have true guidance, guidance in this life, and likewise, guidance in the hereafter, guidance in this life, to be upright and steadfast upon the obedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inwardly and outwardly, and guidance likewise in the grave, to respond to those questions: who is your Lord, and what is your religion, and who is your Prophet? Man rabbuk wa ma dinuk wa man nabiyuk. And likewise, guided in the hereafter to the Jannah, to the high lofty ranks in the paradise and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever hopes to obtain the mercy of Allah and guidance from Allah, then he must believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and learn the guidance that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and be diligent to hold fast to that and uphold the rights of that, and to abide by that in public and in private, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in his book, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ الَّذِي يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتِهِ وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And therefore believe in Allah and in his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ, the unlettered prophet who can neither read nor write, but in he himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he believes in Allah and his words. Believes in Allah and his words, meaning in his revelation and guidance. وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And follow him so that you may be guided. And follow him so that you may be guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he clarified about his prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when تُطِعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. And if you obey him, you will be guided. And if you obey him, you will be guided. So guidance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a grace and a mercy. And it lies in believing and following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, he mentioned about his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a mercy to all mankind. That mercy is obtained properly and correctly in the pure and good manner by believing in him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by believing in his call and learning his way, learning his creed and his belief that he was upon sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and likewise the obligations that he established, as well as learning the prohibitions that he forbade, and learning his manners and his conduct in worship, and likewise in demeanor and etiquettes, in buying and selling and trading and the likes, and all aspects of life. In this manner, a believer, he will find goodness. In this manner, a believer, he will find mercy. He'll be guided, guided to a straight path that is upright and good and pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this life, we will either follow the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will follow our whims and our desires. And there's no other pathway or no other choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned about the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And if they do not respond to you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you must know that they're only following their desires. So therefore, we're tried in this life. We're tried in this life with the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the guidance that he was revealed with. And we will be tested in this life and likewise in the grave and likewise in the hereafter. Those who are successful, those who are successful, those who learn about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they learn about his guidance, they learn about his path, they learn about his sunnah, his laws and legal ways, and they believe in that. And they uphold the rights of that, and they abide by that in public and in private, wherever they may be, in the market or in the masjid or in the street or in the school or in the occupation, with the believer or the non-believer, with the friends and with the enemies. They uphold the rights of the sunnah. There's guidance in every aspect of life by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must strive to learn. To learn about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the creed that he called to, the creed of at-tawheed, at-tawheed al-khalis, the pure monotheism, making the worship sincerely and purity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, making the obedience and the love and submission and servitude, the fear and the hope, the trust and reliance for Allah azza wa jal, inwardly and outwardly. In this manner, a person, he will be guided. In this manner, a person, he will have blessing. In this manner, he will have mercy from the Most Merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, it's of utmost importance to have great care and concern for learning the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to have great effort for that, to make sure that one's belief in his creed and his understanding of the deen is according to that which was revealed and clarified and taught by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which was practiced by the noble companions radiyallahu anhum, and that which they transmitted to the ummah. This is the path that is pleasing to Allah. This is the religion that is good. This is the religion that is upright. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, inna ad-deena 'indallahi al-islam, that indeed the religion with Allah is al-islam. And Allah, he mentioned in his book, وَمَا يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever seeks other than al-Islam as a religion and way of life, it will never be accepted of him. And in the hereafter, he'll be from the losers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned, أَلْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. On this day I have completed your religion for you, and I have perfected my favor upon you. I am pleased with that Islam as your religion and way of life. The religion of that Islam is complete and perfect. It's been connected by the Bukhari and Muslim. From the Hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, that she mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. That whoever introduces something into this affair of ours, any meaning into this deen of ours, into these laws and legal ways of ours, to this creed and belief of ours, and this methodology of ours, ما ليس منه فهو رد, that which is not from it, then it will be rejected. That which is not from it, then it will be rejected. And likewise, in one wording in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. That whoever does a deed that's not in accordance to our affairs, then it will be rejected. If it's not in accordance to the laws and legal ways of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will be rejected. Even if a person, he has a good intention, even if he's doing it sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it must be according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reason he does it, and the way that he does it, and the type of worship, and the time and the place, and the amount, and likewise the description, it must be in accordance to the law and legislation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not in any innovated or newly introduced manner, or ascribing something to the religion that which is free from, or making something specific and doing something in a special time or for a special reason that did not come in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of this is reasons for the action to be rejected, even if the person, he had a good intention. It's been connected by Tirmidhi from the hadith of Nafi' Mawla ibn Umar, that he mentioned that a man, he sneezed beside Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, and then he said, Alhamdulillah wassalamu ala rasulillah. He sneezed, and then he said, Alhamdulillah, wassalamu ala rasulillah. And then Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he looked at him and he addressed him. And he said, wa ana aqulu alhamdulillah, wassalamu ala rasulillah. And he said, me, likewise, I say the same statement, Alhamdulillah, wassalamu ala rasulillah. وَلَيْسَ هَكَذَا عَلَّمَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. But that's not the way that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. عَلَّمَنَا أَن نَقُولُ. He taught us to say, whenever a person sneezes, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. That one, he will say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. So this is the case. A believer, he will not do these prescribed actions in specific times or for specific reasons that have no evidence. In this manner, it will be rejected. In this manner, it will not be accepted. He will not do these actions of worship that are legislated and then make them in specific times or specific reasons or specific amounts and the likes like this that has not come in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because in this way it will be rejected. And this is the beautiful understanding. لَيْسَ هَكَذَا عَلَّمَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has taught us. No doubt sending the salah and the salam on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from the best acts of worship and from the greatest means to seek the pleasure and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's not prescribed in this manner to be stated because someone sneezes, or after sneezing, or at the time when somebody sneezes. Rather, it's legislated. And what has come authentically reported from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that one, he will say, Alhamdulillah. Or like in this narration here, he will say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. And likewise, it's been narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prescribed to say, Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All of this has been legislated and authenticated in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for saying Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam at the time of sneezing and the likes like this, and this is innovation and it's not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must be in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, it has been reported authentically from Sa'id ibn Musayyib, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He's from the great scholars of the Tabi'een, that at the time of Fajr, he witnessed a man between the Adhan and the Iqama praying a lot of raka'at, and he's making the ruku' long and the sujood long. And it's known that in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's only legislated to pray two raka'at after the rising of the Fajr before the obligatory salat of Fajr, the sunnah of Fajr. This is what is legislated and this is what is prescribed. And likewise, the description of that in the sunnah is that they are rakatayni khafifatayn, two light rak'ah. This is what is prescribed after the rising of the Fajr until the establishment of the Fajr prayer. So Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib rahimahullahu ta'ala, he reprimanded the man and he forbade him from making those prayers in that manner. And he mentioned to him what initially seems clever, يُعَذِيبُنِ اللَّهِ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ يَا أَبَا مُحَمَّدٍ. Is Allah going to punish me for the salat, O Abu Muhammad? And Sa'id ibn Musayyib, rahimahullah, he said, لا, لكن الله يعذبك على خلاف السنة. No, he will not punish you for the salat, but he will punish you for opposing the sunnah. He will punish you for opposing the sunnah. And the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this circumstance is to establish 2 rak'ah after the rising of Fajr. After the rising of the Fajr. Not any more than that. So believer, he must learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and suffice with that. Likewise, in the description of the action. For example, in the wudu, if a person he were to make the wudu contrary to the description of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and add in that which he has added will be rejected and considered innovation, not bringing him close to Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam clarified the wudu in so many narrations. And we find people today, whenever they make the wudu, they will wipe their neck with their hands in this manner like this, adding this action to the body parts of wudu, and to the description of the wudu. All of this is considered an innovation and it's not accepted. There's no authentic evidence to establish this. A believer, he must be sincere in his shahada. Whenever he bears witness and testifies that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that means that his guidance is the best guidance. His guidance is light and revelation from the heavens. Revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, we must suffice with that guidance. Learn that guidance and suffice with that guidance and leave off the desires and the whims and leave off the customs and the cultures of the people. That's a great warning with regards to opposing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, he mentioned in his book, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَتُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. Let those who oppose the command of the messenger, the sunnah of the messenger, the legislation and law of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let them take precaution, let them beware, lest a calamity may befall them or a painful punishment may befall them. So therefore, if a person he opposes the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially upon knowledge, especially upon light, this is a reason for hypocrisy to grow in his heart and for arrogance and pride to grow in his heart and for him to reject the truth and to be tried with hypocrisy and with deviation, waliyadhu billah. On the contrary, by believing in Allah and believing in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and learning his guidance and following that guidance, this is a means for sincere faith to grow in the heart and to flourish and to strive and for a believer to be guided to a right path and to be protected from evils by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must learn our religion and learn the way of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon sincere faith. Strive to uphold the rights of that knowledge and application. Allahumma ihdina ilayka siratan mustaqima. Allahumma ihdina ilayka siratan mustaqima. Allahumma ihdina ilayka siratan mustaqima. Allahumma aslih lana dinana alladhi huwa ismatu amrina. Wa aslih lana dunyana allati fiha ma'ashuna. وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.